This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
I like weight.
Sorry about that, Buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
That tape gets a workout, but not for your newscast.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you'll be interested to know that we've already gotten a response back from the radio magazine.
Oh, good.
Where we sent in to say, tell us how to brainstorm.
Yes.
Right.
So we'll get that response on the air to you tomorrow.
Good.
Plus, we'll get the critique from our former producer, Frank Murphy.
Lots going on tomorrow.
Let him tell his side of the story. And Joe Radio aired over the weekend, and we did not have a chance to hear a highlight from that show either.
How could we possibly have missed that today?
He said it was a good episode.
Oh, excellent. Got a lot of good stuff.
We look forward.
Buzz?
Yes.
I hope the news is better, because like I said, we could play the Joe Radio now, but I'm guessing that your news is better than a segment of Joe's show.
Let's take a chance and see.
There you go. That's what we like here.
That's where you're setting the bar now?
That's great news. Well, let's start with a happy ending, shall we?
All right.
A couple in Georgia. Yeah, unfortunately not that kind, but still a happy ending. A couple in Georgia won the $270 million Mega Millions lottery.
Mike and I, are you bugging our room?
Yeah, no. Really, because we were just talking about
that.
Oh, good. Well, very timely then.
In the entire time that we've worked together, we have two tapes about lottery.
Right.
One of the tapes is, if I win the lottery, I'm going to buy a chocolate pie a mile wide.
Uh-huh.
And the other tape that we have is, what is it that they said?
Have you ever noticed that people that win the lottery are really dumb people?
I don't know if you saw these people from Georgia.
And again, this was 47-year-old iron worker Robert Harris says he's already called his boss and resigned. Now he says they'll move out of the trailer and into a house.
Mrs. Harris is lovely.
Yes.
These are the people that you're going to see a year from now
when
they go, Dateline NBC wonders, how do you lose $270 million?
I bought a solid gold shed. How could I be built out of my money by buying a solid gold shed?
Banjo made of ham.
I see a picture of him like the Monopoly guy with his hands up and his pockets out.
They were as uncomfortable on the television today as anyone could be.
I'll be father, you can be mother, because Mike and I both saw the same thing.
And they're sitting there and they're frowning. They're scowling because they're nervous,
sure,
right?
I'm going to buy her a Lexus.
You said you'd buy me a Mercedes.
I want
a Mercedes.
Wow. I guess you not.
What was great is, you know how they'll start the tease at the top of the show and then they'll tease again at a half hour?
Right.
Every time they showed them, they might as well have been cardboard cutouts because they just sat there.
Well, they looked
scowling.
Seriously. They don't look like they won the lottery. They look like they just lost somebody. I mean, it was amazing. And he had her teeth were gone up on the top. She had none. His teeth were pointing almost straight out of his mouth.
And why is it when you get the classic lottery winner, and these two are classic.
They are fantastic.
Classic. Why is it they seem that you're imposing on their time to interview them? That's the attitude that I got today, Mike.
They're lost.
The frown was like, would you stop asking me these questions about what I'm going to do with this money?
Yeah, I quit already. I told my boss that I was going to quit.
You know, I told her you better start making me some sloppy, slimy eggs.
I tell you now, I'll get you the damn Mercedes. We're thinking about buying some land and building a house.
They'll invest wisely, I'm sure.
We'll fight, though. I want that house to be made out of diamonds.
I want a garage made out of ham.
You know, it was a great moment in the interview is when it was really just grinding to a stop. And they said, can we see the ticket? And he just held up the ticket.
Yeah, and you just see him go like this.
There it is.
Yeah, you'd like it, wouldn't you, city girl?
Don't look like much.
Tell you, come down here, we'll show you what fur.
You and your fancy clothes. We don't got no. I ain't gonna get no new clothes, new britches.
No.
I am. I do fancy building myself a new barn out of meringue.
Yeah, sorry. Everything I've always wanted to do.
My house is like a big jello mold.
Maybe we'll get the wife some plastic surgery. We'll get her a little lipo.
Ain't enough money for that.
I know. She was a Mercedes.
Her teeth were worse than the lady with the dog teeth talking about the dumbing of America.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. She didn't have any teeth.
Well, then she won't be affected by the biggest beef recall ever, which is expanding. The government is now telling food companies to destroy any products they made using the sketchy beef. Government says the risk of consuming this beef will continue for years to come as people continue to open cans of product containing it, soup, burritos, and so on. 143 million pounds of beef from a California slaughterhouse recalled last week. The company is a major supplier of beef to America's school lunch program.
Good afternoon. Sketchy beef with
sketchy
you.
Sketchy beef.
BG's now, you're listening to the Sketchy Beef Show.
Sketchy beef. This is not like the E. coli beef, right?
No, this is the animals fell down into feces and they made them stand back up so they could be slaughtered.
So there are feces scandals involved.
Oh, of course. There always are in any good beef recall story.
All right, because I was thinking maybe you could get away with eating it.
It's sketchy. That's all I have to say about it.
Sketchy beef.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy me 200 million cans.
New Jersey alone, 168 school districts are being told to destroy their shipments of this stuff.
We don't have to worry about that. Our kids ain't going to be going to school no more.
Well,
right.
I want a ladder made of bacon. Climb all the way up to the ceiling.
I do that. I get that for ye.
I want to buy 1 million tickets. New Will Ferrell movie.
Hey, guess what, Cincinnati? I put the funk in the dunk right now on SportsCenter.
He is surely funny. I like to fall out when I see his film.
I wish I had a basketball made of sausage.
You can get it. I get it custom made for you with your name on it.
I want a Mercedes.
I told you I'd get you Mercedes.
Ralph Nader is running for president again. He'll run as an independent, just as he did in 2000 and 2004.
Well, at least the alien's not going to run on anybody's Democratic or Republican side. He'll be an independent, so he's a non-factor, right?
Well, not entirely. See, in the 2000 election, he collected just enough votes to help put George W. Bush over the top.
Why doesn't he do something productive like go wrestle Fidel Castro?
And now Nader's back, and he will find an audience, no matter how small. Nader says neither Republicans nor Democrats have gotten us out of Iraq, and that both parties' candidates have too many ties to big business. Nader's again promising to shift the power from the few to the many. As for the criticism, he's stealing Democratic votes again. Quoting Nader, if the Democrats can't landslide the Republicans this year, they ought to just close down.
I don't think they have to worry this year.
He looks like B.O. Doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, and I bet he does, because I bet he wears that special kind of environmentally friendly stuff that doesn't smell good.
I did see something on the Discovery Channel over the weekend where they did one of those, does it really work?
Oh, yeah.
And it was, and it surprised me because it was the deodorant that for men or women comes like Tussie used to.
Okay.
Where it almost like Noxzema. Like a Medicaid thing.
And it's
your
the all-natural
like
stuff?
And they said, all you do is take a little bit on your finger, rub it in your armpit. Mm-hmm. And they had a bunch of guys from a fire station, firemen.
Okay.
And they showed each of them rubbing this on their underarm and then going out to fight fires. And during the week, they bathe.
Is this Mythbusters?
No, this was
How Things Work.
Yeah, that's how things work. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the bottom line is, the product work.
Or how they make that.
I sat there, and at first I was incredulous, like, hold on. These are firefighters. They got to have BO. Uh-huh. They said, hold on. And they had these firemen saying, we did shower.
Right.
But we didn't use any type of antiperspirant. And then they had more than one fireman on camera going, look, it's been 7 days. I got no BO.
So it worked after 7 days?
Because the box said, lasts for 7 days.
Wow.
And it really, really worked. I just sound like a commercial. Anything. And it really, really worked.
Sure.
I don't know the name of the product, but about a month ago, I was in the drugstore, and I switched to a one of those all-natural things. They said they don't use the chemicals. And
The salt
like
stuff.
I know it's not Uncle Tom's, but it's somebody Tom.
Tom's of Maine. Tom's of Maine. I didn't use the Tom's of Maine, but it was on the same shelf. And I used this, and I swear to God, I was sitting there watching TV, and I put my hands behind my head, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
You got a whiff of yourself?
Yeah. And I said, okay. So I've gone back to my chick deodorant that I used before, which is the Ban not the regular Ban. It, first of all, is Ban a chick deodorant in your opinion?
Yes.
All right, then I'm going. That Carla is right. I've gone back to the chick deodorant.
Secret,
and
is,
I use the Ban, but it's a flavored Ban.
Secret is 100% for women. Ban is. Let me just say,
regular Ban might be borderline, but I use one of the Ban. It's a, I think it's called Cotton Breeze.
Okay.
And then I call you El Fago.
Let me see if I'm wearing it now. Yeah. Yeah. See, but it's perfect. It lasts all day and well into the night.
Rob Spivak writes, next in the episode of next episode of Does It Really Work? Joe Artinger.
Joe.
We haven't been able to figure it out yet.
I would like to buy you, mother, an RV made of pecans.
You can get it. We won the lottery.
I want a Mercedes.
Could you hold up your ticket? Here it is. Don't you steal it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey. Robert Palmer.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
It'd be good if he said we're addicted to love, but you get the idea.
Well, he won't be able to redo it.
He's dead. You're not.
A little late for that. Well, hold on,
Robert Palmer, R.I.P.
Just do it again. Take two. Mm-hmm. Take two.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
That's perfect.
Bam, bam.
Nice.
Man, do you remember that night we got effed up with him and he was drinking?
Do you remember, the, like, before the appetizer was served, he had, like, five martinis?
A great guy.
That was a birthday present for me because I was such a big fan of his at the time.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah. He was just like he walked out of a music video. He was that guy, the guy that you saw, the cool guy you saw. He walked down to dinner, and that's and it was absolutely a magical evening until Sam the Milkman showed up.
You two blokes amuse me.
Yeah, it's actually a very, very good time. And it was all of us sitting around listening to him, and the drunker he got, the more he would pontificate, and it was a lot of fun. Didn't he have, like, two women with him?
Yes, he did.
He had two women with
and,
him.
And it was beautiful, and you're right, until Sam the Milkman showed up.
With
it,
Matt Farber, Matt Farber's friend, our old program director.
And Sam Milkman, who is also, I think, a member of the club, had on the Matt Club, had on the short sleeve shirt, and I remember the striped shirt,
red stripes.
Walked into this restaurant, just sat down like, "You are Robert Palmer."
Did I miss anything? This giant face, this giant head, ruined the dinner.
And our program director Matt Farber, who was the same way. Don and Mike are sitting down with Robert Palmer. it was the one moment that we had that was truly great because Robert Palmer seemed to like us.
And he was at his hottest. Mm-hmm. He was the hottest artist of that moment.
Sure.
And it was a chance for us to hang out, and we did it, and then it was ruined.
And I don't think we'd ever seen anyone drink. I mean, we'd seen people drink. Robert Palmer
sat
down.
He was good at it. He was good at it.
And it was like before it was hip to drink martinis.
Right.
That cat had five or six martinis sitting in front of us.
And he was talking more, but he wasn't slurring. He was just hanging in there.
Wow.
But we were amazed. And we tried to keep up. And, of course, you know, after our third one, you know, we were just going, blee, 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 blee.
You are so good.
This is fantastic. And we suckle, 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 suckle.
You blokes are funny.
And then, of course, by the time Sam the Milkman got there, we were sparing no punches with him. Oh, thanks for effing up my birthday dinner, Sam.
Thanks for ruining it.
It sucked. Moral of that story, if you get a chance to have a dinner with a celebrity, don't tell them where you're going.
And don't bring Sam the Milkman.
Because he'll ruin it.
Or by the name he goes by now, what his radio
it?
Name.
What is it?
Is Sam Milkman.
Is he still up in New York?
He is like a, of course, he's the vice president of butt sex or something. I mean, he is the vice president of some sort
of. Course he is.
Radio business.
Of course he is.
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Nerve Center, currently no one back there.
I believe unoccupied.
Wow.
Are you taking a dump?
Brushing his teeth.
Is he doing that again?
I don't know. One or the other. Or both.
Is he in the bathroom?
This is a frequent break time, I think.
Are you going to the bathroom?
I cannot believe he's doing that again.
What's he doing? What's he doing?
He's making oranges.
Oh, he's going number two.
Yeah.
Ugh.
after that.
Anyway, somebody Google Sam Milkman, and we'll find out what his job is.
Every day during the news.
That's what he goes by now. The radio guy used to be known as Sam the Milkman.
I look forward to that disappointment. I really do.
He doesn't want to use the Jewish pronunciation, Milkman.
No, Milkman.
My name is Samuel Milkman.
Have a hell of a piss, Arnold.
God.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. A General Motors executive calls global warming a crock of S, but says GM will go ahead and make environmentally friendly cars anyway. Bob Lutz is standing by remarks he made last week dismissing climate change as, quote, a total crock of S.
Did you say Sam Putz?
Lutz. Rhymes with putz, conveniently.
Bob Lutz.
Lutz says he's frustrated with the criticism of his company's apparent focus on SUVs and Hummers.
Oh, I've just found it.
And a slow movement on building fuel-saving hybrids.
I just found it.
What'd you find?
Bob Lutz!
And let me see if this is the site that has the picture, because you're going to love it.
Okay.
Hold on, Mike. Give me a moment. Come on, please, Internet, please. Come on, Big Bucks. No whammies.
It's going to go fast.
Come
today.
On. No whammies. No whammy. Come on. There it is.
Hey!
Sam Milkman was named president of Media EKG in 2006.
That's not what I thought he'd look like.
There he is. I'll never be. He's a little grayer, but I'll never forget that face. And that's as good a picture as he can take.
Let me see if there's a worse picture over here. Because
you know
there's
what?
A lot of
what
these
you
things.
What you should do is do an image search.
Oh, hold on. Maybe here's another one. same
there
picture.
He is.
All right, you're right,
okay.
Robbie. Let's do
images up top above the Google logo.
Images. I see. Right. Gotcha.
Oh, now there's just picture. Of
no,
milkman.
Now it's just.
These
milk
are just
man.
Regular milkmen.
Right.
Anyway, don't invite him. He'll screw things up for you.
I understand,
Sam Milkman.
Milkman.
And he used to be Sam the Milkman.
Hey, seriously, I urge everybody to go look at the guy's picture. You'll understand. That's the face that sat down. Am I late?
Hi, guys.
Right.
Why did he drop his middle name?
The
Sam Milkman.
Sam Milkman.
Bob Lutz says GM is continuing development of the plug-in Chevy Volt and other alternatives to the internal combustion engine. Lutz,
I love his potato chips.
Lutz. No, that's Utz.
Utz.
Which also rhymes with putz.
Hey, I'm loving you, Lutz and Lutz.
Utz are good.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. Lutz says toughening fuel economy standards won't work if the technology isn't there. He says it would be like trying to address the obesity problem by forcing clothing makers to make smaller sizes.
Think the milkman was at the Coleman-Trent nuptials?
Probably in the wedding party.
How about that? I remember those names. I still remember those names.
You'll never forget.
Sure, boy.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah, yeah, boy.
Speaking of obesity, experts at an international conference over the weekend called...
Speaking of obesity...
Rob, applause.
The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of obesity...
WJFK.
As the GM guy was, a conference over the weekend called obesity more dangerous than terrorism. Doctors attending the Oxford University confab said obesity is a lifestyle disease that's killing millions more people than terrorism. They said we should spend more time and money fighting fat.
You know what I had over the weekend that I've never had before?
What's that?
What's that?
Chicken fries.
What are those?
Chicken fries?
My kids were having them. And,
you never had chicken fries?
Charlie gave me a plate.
Like chicken fingers.
Chicken fries.
Just thin fried chicken?
Yeah. Strips of battered chicken that are... Like fries.
Mm.
You can use them with ketchup.
Sure.
How about that with bananas on it?
Barbecue sauce.
Bananas.
Dip them in all kinds of sauce.
You know what would really be dangerous?
Hey, Junior. What?
Morbidly obese terrorists.
He's right. Let's raise a glass also to the new study that says a drink of alcohol each day is good for the prostate. Cancer center in Seattle found that drinking a couple of beers each day appears to prevent an enlarged prostate.
Excuse me, stewardess. I am planning on taking this plane down later today, but first I really need one of those things, the extender for my seat.
Seatbelt extender.
And some chicken fries.
And bananas.
I have a shoe bomb.
It's a Velcro shoe bomb.
Elmo threatens to kill toddler when we return.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
This newsroom is rocking.
Uh-huh.
Don't you be a noggin.
Broadcasting from a zone of fecality, Don and Mike.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Here he is, everybody, in the 69 car. Here's Buzz Burbank. Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. One day, of course, as we learned in the Terminator movies, machines will take over the world and kill all the humans. It's already begun for 4-year-old James Bowman of Florida. His talking Elmo keeps saying, kill James.
Kill James?
There it is. Parents can download a kid's name.
Want to hear it again?
Please.
Hear it again.
Yes.
Kill James.
See? No question, really.
Kill James.
Got to form like a question, though.
Yeah. Well, Elmo always talks that way.
Yeah, that's right.
Parents can download their kid's name into the Elmo Knows Your Name doll, but after the last battery change by his parents, this one just kept saying, Kill James.
Kill James.
Fisher-Price is investigating and replacing James Elmo doll.
What a Kill James.
Childhood trauma.
Uh-huh. Finally, you probably didn't know this, but one of Florida's chief exports is kicker stories for newscasts. This time, the dateline is Palm City along Florida's Treasure Coast. The 59-year-old woman who runs rehab classes for people convicted of driving under the influence...
No.
...has been arrested for driving under the influence.
Of course she Yes.
What?
Drunkie.
Margot Chiaffi's been suspended from her job after blowing a .336.
Oh!
More than three times the legal limit.
That's quite a blow.
Thank you, Florida. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
That's it. We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And head.
Heck of a show, kiddo. Don't forget your Huckabee cardboard and your eggs.
Yeah, baby. And don't make it wrong. We're meeting about brainstorming after this.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that.
I'll give you all the rules.
Peter North,
winner.
This is the Don and Mike Show.